Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. As you can see, we have a full house here tonight.
As usual, Jeff.
I just kind of told some of my friends that Steve was coming down with Armando, and we were going to look at some of the new Godin guitars. And everybody showed up. No, it's great. No, I invited everybody here. Let me introduce everybody here. Kathy Lauer.
Kathy.
Steve Pfister. Everybody, these are all regulars. Armando, welcome back. It's been a while.
Yeah,
it's good to have you back.
Thank you for having me back.
And Andrea Lisa is coming down. And hidden is my good friend Ron Herbrand, and Doug is hiding in the corner.
Run a Doug.
So come on up a little bit closer so you're next to the mic. So tonight we're going to be talking about Godin guitars. And I'm wondering before I have a song set up for Steve to play, but why don't we just go ahead and talk about some of the guitars, the new ones, before we get into these guitars, because I know we're going to get in.
Sure.
So come on closer.
Yeah, do you want me to bring them in?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me grab them real quick. They're right here.
So what we're doing here is Armando brought some of the acoustic guitars that Godin is featuring, and we're going to take a look at them, and then we're going to get into the electric guitars, that especially the ones that Steve uses, and you're going to want to take note of some of these pickups that he's using are really, really cool. While we're waiting for Armando to bring the guitars in, Steve, give us a brief rundown of what your pedal board is so they understand what you're using.
What we got going here is I'm running through, the mid-90s Classic 50 PV amp. And what we got is a Tube Screamer, plain old TS-9, into the Solo Dallas Schaefer replica. Mm-hmm. They're called the Storm, which somebody graciously lent me. And I don't know if you're going to get it back. because it's so cool.
It'll be on his next tour. So
it took 3 months to get it.
Yeah. So we've got the Solo Dallas thing is really great and responds great to the guitar, to the dynamics, and it's a wonderful piece of gear. And I've got a Ron Sound. It's basically a clone of an Ampeg Scrambler. Mm-hmm. Do you remember those pedals? They made them for about 6 weeks.
Yeah, but it sounds great.
But it gives you this kind of a...
Nice,
like,
very nice.
Like Jim McCarty and the Detroit Wheels. And it's a fun little pedal. So it's basically pretty simple, and your basic wah-wah pedal.
Oh, very cool.
That's all.
And then this is his that PV is a great little sleeper amp that most people don't realize.
Don't tell everybody about them because I want to buy them all up.
I didn't say anything. I promise. I didn't say anything. Anyway, okay. Before we get into that, we're going to have him show more of these guitars. What he's had done to his guitars are pretty amazing. But Armando, let's get back to you and let's talk about some of the stuff that you have here.
Yeah. Well, new for NAMM on the electric side for Godin is the Radiator series. Robert Godin originally released the Radiators in 1988, and it just came back with some amazing new aesthetics and just configurations. This one in particular is the Bourbon Burst. It's a leaf maple body and neck, and dual humbucker configuration, three-position switch, and you have volume, tone, and tone, and a wraparound bridge with you have different, you have the different, you can adjust each string individually. It's not like the old school kind of, wraparound bridge. The neck on this, it's just a 24 3/4 scale.
Nice.
And, it's 1.72 inches, the width on the neck. You have a graphite saddle, which is tusk. Nut, and amazing weight. And it's just a great, really resonant electric guitar.
You can hear it here without any pickup.
And the awesome thing about this this construction is that the weight and the resonance, but also just I love how leaf maple has a nice figure, but it's
Turn it towards me from.
But
there
it's not
go.
Quite like a flame. But the great thing about leaf maple is that it's bright and it has a lot of attack, but it doesn't sound harsh like sometimes if a solid maple body can get kind of harsh. And that guitar right there, made in North America, sells average street price is $599, which is awesome. Wow. You're getting a lot of guitar and
that's
all made
bad.
In North America.
That's a lot of guitar for that
it
kind
is.
Of money. Are you kidding?
I love it. It's a great rock and roll machine. This one, of course, is it's a bolt-on construction. Also, it's also leaf maple body, maple neck.
What's this model called?
This is the Session HT, and HT is for hardtail. The Sessions come with a trim. This one's a hardtail design. It was a no-brainer to bring it in. We have the GS1 single coils, and then the Godin custom humbucker, which I love this. The humbuckers, the pickups that are designed by Godin are amazing. They're all voiced for the guitar, so it's like, to me, this guitar is perfectly hot rodded already out of the box. Great tuners.
Hold on. You're moving it too fast. I can't grab it.
Armando, the stock pickups are really good.
They
by
are.
By the way, they voice them. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I've had some of the stock pickups, and I'm telling you, you don't need to change them. They're real. The humbuckers in particular.
Yeah,
I can definitely
flip it around to see the back. Oh, okay.
That's the Bourbon Burst. Now, both of these guitars come in the same three finishes. You have the Bourbon Burst. You have a trans cream and then a matte black.
Mm-hmm. Notice on the back the way he has the strings mounted from the back, but look at it's through that. It's metal.
It's
like a tremolo block.
Yeah,
it gets a little more sustained.
It's a little more sustained. That string vibration that you're going to get from the back to the front. Locked in with that. I've seen that with brass also, but I think it's a great idea, and also it's a lot easier to feed them through. That's what I love about
it. Is that? Is that just stainless steel, or is it?
It's stainless steel.
Stainless steel.
Yeah. Wow. It's a really neat guitar. This one sells for $699 with an awesome gig bag, and it's a great knockabout guitar for, like, I'm a top 40 guy. I played covers all my life. This is a great guitar that I can throw up in a bag, and, the nuts, graphite. Everything's pretty much ready to go. You got a coil tap, 5-position switch. So all the sounds you would need to play in a top 40 band or something like that, like you have it right here.
The Radiator, too, has graphite, right?
Yeah, tusk.
What's the scale length on the...
25.5. Yeah.
So. All right, so that's it, yeah.
Okay. Now, is it the same price for the tremolo? Either one?
I think it's a little bit more.
Okay.
That'd be a great travel guitar.
Oh, it's great. Man. It'll fit an overhead.
I've learned a secret about going on the road and unbolting a neck and shoving the neck and the body in your suitcase. There's your second guitar without pain.
There's a little bit of stress involved there.
A little bit, but not good to do.
Okay, what is this one?
So this is a Seagull. A lot of people don't know, but Seagull is probably almost just as popular as Godin as a brand. It's owned, operated, and designed by Godin. It's an acoustic, it's an acoustic brand that Godin owns. This is now the S6 Classic is probably the best-selling Godin available. They're known. They're super comfortable dreadnoughts. But the thing about them that makes them really special is that they're cedar tops. And I'm a huge cedar top fan, and something that I've always, championed, because Sitka gets you that bright sound, mahogany gets you that warm sound, cedar is right in the middle, and really is perfect for recording, strumming, and singing. To me, cedar is underused in steel strings. They use it more in classical, and I thought it was brilliant that Godin and Seagull used cedar tops. So this is the S6 Classic. AE for acoustic electric. So it does have the it has a Fishman Sonitone, very simple tone, volume out of the way. But look, this is where now you got this really great rock and roll classic black matted top with the white pearlioid pickguard, and then you have the Canadian wild cherry back inside, which is just so beautiful.
That's pretty.
Look, isn't that wild? Sides. I love they did this blackwash finish that just makes that
Canadian. It's Canadian maple.
It's Canadian wild cherry.
Wild cherry. I'm sorry. I'm writing this down.
Play that funky music, white boy.
Yeah. But I just think this is such a great rock and roll looking guitar. Solid top.
How's it sound?
It sounds pretty cool. So this one's $499.
Oh my god! $499
with the Fishman pickup in it.
Yeah, great. This and to me, this is just
made in North America.
Being a rock and roll guy, North American made. Being a rock and roll guy, but still being an acoustic enthusiast, this really sings to me because it just has a great vibe. It's different. It's made out of cedar, and the value $499, North American made, solid, solid top, and this was new. I loved it. I think Simon, or maybe Simone.
I know.
designed that guitar. This is one of his new designs that the new team.
He did good.
Yeah, came out. He did a great job.
That's pretty.
And then this, closing off, another great traditional Godin acoustics, all solid. Are kind of new for the company, and it's a no-brainer to come up with acoustic because they own all their factories.
And Godin owns another company that makes like really high-end.
Yeah,
I forget it's a name of a guy or something.
Norman Brand. Is that, and there's a couple other different brands. Norman, there's Simon and Patrick, and then there's Art and Luthery.
Simon and Patrick. Yeah. I've had somebody come in with one of those beautiful guitars.
And Norman as well. They're totally different. Norman was kind of Robert's partner in the beginning, and they're completely revamping the line. Mm-hmm. They showed that at NAMM. That's going to come out very soon, pretty exciting. Simon and Patrick, obviously Robert's sons, Simon and Patrick. So it's kind of where that name came from. Those are amazing guitars. The Godin brand are all solid. All made in North America. This came out new. This is the classic Metropolis QIT or Q1T. I'm still confused because I'm new. If it's a QI or a Q1T, but this is an all solid acoustic guitar. Sitka spruce top, mahogany back and sides, all solid. It's a beautiful, beautiful mahogany figure right there. And this is just right up the wall. I love these vintage open gear tuners. Mm-hmm. That really sings to me. I try to get that on most of my guitars. Mm-hmm. Then you have a Rich Light fingerboard and ebony bridge. You have Tusk at the saddle at the nut. And then you have this great pickup system with bass, treble, and volume, built-in tuner. All solid. Comes in.
What's the electronics?
It's the Godin custom Q1T or QIT. I have to remember because sometimes I hear different.
It's proprietary.
It's proprietary. 9-volt volume, bass, and treble, and then you have the built-in tuner.
Oh, very cool.
comes in a hard shell ish case called the Trick Case, TRIC, and this is $8.99, all solid. So this is a starting price.
Go ahead and play a little bit of this.
Yeah, this is a, here, let me use a pick so it'll pop a little bit more. So. Oops, make sure, yeah.
Got nice overtones.
I love it. It resonates really nice. I think it's a no-brainer. I don't know if there's anything else quite like this at $8.99 made in North America right now. Mm-hmm. And this kind of construction. And
especially solid, all solid.
All solid. You know, braced beautifully. And the pickup works amazing, too.
Turn around to the back. I want to get the this back. The woods are just beautiful. There we go.
Love mahogany.
You can't
yeah,
beat it.
Mahogany's just, it's Americana. It's right in the pocket. It's warm, and you can't beat it. It's a tried and true. Sitka and mahogany combined together, it's just a tried and true.
Is that a rosewood or ebony board?
This is Rich Light.
Rich Light.
Yeah, Rich Light. Rich Light. I mean, we're starting to see Rich Light, and I think, you know, that's a great choice, especially a couple years ago. You know, the CITES thing really challenged rosewood. I think rosewood's, you know, having less problems now, but it's better to find new.
Is Rich Light Canadian?
Yeah.
Native to Canada?
I believe so.
My understanding, it's a composite wood, and it's really dense. And
like so it has like properties ebony. More like ebony?
More like ebony, yeah.
Because it looks dark like ebony.
Yeah, yeah.
And they need special tooling to cut it because it's so dense.
Wow.
So it's really good. It makes the necks very, very stable. You know, you don't need to be truss rod adjusting with the Rich Light. I've been really happy with it.
Now, all your guitars are
yes.
Rich Light.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been the pretty much the fretboard of choice, I think.
The real stable.
In a 1,000 on up price. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so the Godown, you know, the Godown acoustic. I'd say on any of this stuff, if you guys have a hard time finding it, you can get in touch with me. Go to the dealer locator. But if it's in California, Nevada, you definitely want to hit me up because I need to make sure the dealers have this stuff.
Do you have your email or do you know your?
Yeah, it's you know, it's you can reach me on social media, Armando Vega, or yes. You know, go to the dealer locator and Godown. You know, we're such a small group. That, you know, if you called in or emailed in and said, hey, I'm trying to find a dealer, they respond really quick. Because I get them daily. You know, hey, somebody's looking for a, you know, a classic Metropolis in, you know, in San Diego. Where can I go? And they'll contact me. I mean, we're all connected and everything. But give the Godown All Solids a try. It's something new to add to your arsenal. And it's a great guitar. I mean, I've been around acoustic guitars for quite some time, as you know, man, and I've just
blown away. Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was blown away by this, just completely blown away. I can't wait to see more of these out there. So this just came out at NAMM. This is the, they go from, this is the starting point, $8.99, but they do go up to $12.99 and $17.99.
Yeah. There,
but still a great value for an all-solid guitar.
But now, what do you think, how would you describe the difference between the electronics there and the electronics on the Fishman electronics, so we have a reference?
Well, I think there you have tone only, and they're both piezo based, right? They're under saddle.
Is it just the one pickup, but there's no microphone in there?
No microphone in there. There are other as you go up, you get the B band, and I mean the LR bags has a contact, and you get a little bit more of the body.
Right.
But here you have treble and bass, where there you have tone, and here you have a built-in tuner. So I think that's the primary, the biggest thing.
That's good.
But I think as a singer and you're talking to people, that's valuable because you can't, you know, looking for when you're trying to talk to somebody and you're trusting your tone and you're looking for your tuner on down on the floor and you're not communicating with people, this is really important, I think, to have it up here. It's you know, your set list right here and, you know, you have the other controls there. So to me, that makes the utmost sense, you know, to have that all there. So, but I think that's the primary function. There could be the preamps, as you know, can change drastically. So, I'd have to do an A&B, but you know, I do know that this is a higher price point too.
Like, well, I know the other Godown guitars, the your electronics have been proprietary before, so they've been around.
Yeah, they're
in fact, the other day I saw Andrea playing a Godown. the classical one, and that electronics were nice. You got a good sound out of it.
La Patrie?
I have a Multiac Encore.
Nylon, those are great.
Nylon string. Yeah.
We have to do another show on Multiac alone, man, Sammy, sometime.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going
to have twist my arm. I should have brought it, but I figured let's bring the new stuff, and then Steve's got some amazing guitars and chops galore to show us.
So we'll have more of Godin. And especially now that you're and he's local boy, I've known him. Now there's no excuse. You've got to come down and hang with us more.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's a great price point. But all of those guitars, that Seagull for $499, I can't. You know, that's pretty amazing, and then it's electric too.
So. It's it's on my loan. These are my loan instruments, so I can show them to artists and dealers, and I'm pretty sure that one's sticking around. I'm pretty sure.
But it's a rock and roller one, and Armando's rock and roll.
And I beat up my acoustics a lot, and I think that's definitely one of those guitars that I would have no problem, just really putting it through the riggers,
I hear you. Okay.
Cool.
So this is the new stuff this is the stuff that they were showing over at NAMM. Now we're going to talk about these electric guitars, which I love these guitars.
Look at this one.
Oh.
This one is a beaut. So what these are, that's the which model is
this
that?
This is a Summit, and it's a limited model Summit, and it has the gold foil pickups, the Lawler gold foil pickups, and they're like supercharged single coils, and they really don't hum much. This had this loud, clear, really, really, it's like a Strat on steroids again, and the guitar is really simple. It's got all the it's GraphTech, right?
Yeah,
everything's GraphTech, and
GraphTech.
And it's got the revoicer in it, which is a little circuit that what it does. What it does basically takes the EQ curve and kind of makes a smile. And out on the road and stuff, I found it pretty convenient with some really, not up to snuff back lines.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you need a little extra push. And this is it. And it runs on a 9-volt battery, and it works really well. So it essentially is like two sets of pickups, is what it is. So it gives you that little extra thing that you would not get, say, in a premium Gibson guitar.
Right. Now, we had talked before, when Steve's been on a few times, we talked before what he was looking for in some of the guitars. If I'm correct, those are chambered, right?
These are chambered. What is it, 5 chambers in there?
I believe so.
They're tap tuned.
Because Steve, if you listen to his earlier stuff, he was using an old 335.
Yes,
and he's real partial to them, and he's also partial to the trapeze tailpiece.
And we have that on the Montreal Premiere, with the special H bracing, which we'll get into in a minute.
Yeah. So anyway, really cool. Do you want to use this guitar for the first clip?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so we're gonna play something. What was the one you wanted painted black?
Let's try that one.
Okay, so here we go. Let's hear the guitar in action, then we'll talk about what he did to it. Okay, here we go.
Turn the track up.
Thank you. sounded great. Those Lawlers are nice. They're really nice. Now, you use them more for straight guitar playing, or you use them more for slide?
You know, my initial thing was, because of Roy Cooter, you know, to use this as a dedicated slide guitar in the show, where we do a lot of open tunings and a lot of stuff. But they were always these mythical gold foil pickups, and I never tried them. And pretend that was in tune. I thought I pulled the string off the board. So I was really curious to try it, and I initially just jacked up the action and used it for slide, and it really had a really interesting voice. And I thought, the guitar is just too cool to leave it as a dedicated slide guitar. I wanted to try it, you know, as a dedicated six string for with the trio. And we did a rehearsal with it, and we did some basic tracks here within the last 2 weeks, and it sounds great. It really has this big, it fits with, it's a very loud, clear sort of sound. It's a little different than humbucking. We have some humbuckers there, which, you know. It's got a nice...
a nice sparkle to it.
The sparkle without being that aggressive ice picky kind of sound like strats can get sometimes. This is not like that, and yet it's 24 3/4 inch scale, and it's pretty
maple top but mahogany back.
Mahogany back and the neck as well, with the rich light fingerboard, and it's beautiful. Look at that finish.
Go ahead and, flip it around to the back so we can see the wood. There we go.
Did you get this one at NAMM?
Yes.
Yeah.
I came in, I saw it on the wall, and I said,
and it had the
can
Lawlers
I buy
already?
This one? Can I? It had the Lawlers on it, yeah. And they're mounted really solid, and adjustment wise. Like I said, I'm not really with the trio a big dedicated single coil guy, but these are really cool. I mean, you know, they have a real interesting, and you can use the middle position a lot, which I don't a lot, but it's a nice. So then, it's got a little snap, and then you can go right to. So yeah, they're very interesting pickups.
It is interesting. It's not a P90. It's not a single coil. It has a totally different sound.
It's a totally different thing, and I wasn't sure, you know, how is it going to fit sonically in with the trio. Yeah. And high marks, kudos, 10.
How's it sound with the two screamer?
Let's try it. See, it goes from this to.
That's just the tube screamer. That's not with the solo Dallas.
Just tube screamer.
Oh, okay.
Very little, just pushing the front end of the amp just a tiny bit, you know? It gives you... Tube screamer? You can get this nice sort of...
Very nice.
I like that. I like
those.
Oh, that's
right. We're
Now, all right. Well, let's move on to the next guitar.
Let's move on.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to mention this, his latest album, Let It Slide.
Let's go with the H brace one. That one. Yeah.
Okay. And this is his newest one. You can get it everywhere, I think.
Everywhere.
Besides stevefister.com, you can get it there, too. And I also want to mention right now, also, too, while he's setting up, godinguitars.com is the website.
Thrifties.
This guitar.
Now, this is the one that's more like his 335. Right?
Yeah.
That has the solid maple down the middle, right?
This is really unique to go down. It has... what they call H bracing, and I don't know if we can get a shot of it, but it does have a center block, but it's almost like an H, Mm-hmm. So it really breathes, and you can see the body is a bit smaller than a 335, which was my favorite guitar of choice for many, many years. And one of the reasons why I got involved with the company is I was looking for something to replace my, you know, ancient 335s. I had this thing refretted maybe seven times, and it was just, it was time to retire it. And what's going to be the alternative? This is small enough. Probably I would liken it to a Gibson, what, 339? Is that the smaller body?
Right.
But they don't have the tonal quality, 335, with this bracing. And I know it's a little strange for a rock player to use the trapeze tailpiece, but I like it because it drives the top of the guitar. And it's a big, fat sound. And yet cleans right up. And this guitar, it's what I call my 335 killer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you can take it with you on the airplane, and you don't have to, you know, because you can put it in a gig bag, and it goes right in the overhead, and it does everything that.
So that's all maple with a rich light neck.
Yes.
And what are the humbuckers?
The humbuckers. Okay, this is another thing. This is where Godin always gets it right. You know, Armand, they always do. These are Duncan pickups, and it's a Jazz, Seymour Duncan Jazz in the front, which is one of Seymour's favorite pickups for this style, and a custom, which I always thought would initially be too hot. You know, I don't generally like the hot pickups. I like to drive the front end of the amp more than the pickup. But this thing, it can clean up nice, and I run it. I don't run it totally clean. I like to let the... And with the, you can go off to Hendrix Land real easy by, you know, and all of that extraneous noises and stuff. Well, I like that. This is not a purist gig, you know, so you get a lot of different sounds out of it.
Well, show us a little bit of the tones and okay. With gain and without gain.
Okay, here with just plain old... This is bridge. In the middle. It's got the little sparkle. And then, of course, you can roll the tone. Rock and rollish would be turn up the volume a little bit more on the guitar. Maybe how about a little tube screamer?
Okay.
All right, that's the bridge. And then neck. In the middle.
A lot of tone. It definitely
it's
does.
It's a big fat sound too, which is really nice.
Yeah, for usually a flame, this this kind of design, mm-hmm. a flame tone would be really bright sound. It has it warms up really nice.
And we could, put a mute under here and stop some of the overtones. But I like the overtones. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like.
Now, what strings are you using on that?
D'Addario's, 9 to 46.
9 to 46.
And
so you're getting a lot of tone, and he gets a lot of harmonics out of it, too.
It's just...
Squeals good.
Well, let's do the... Gotta do the check.
Very cool. It's a very classic sound, too.
Yeah, no, well, he gets that tone. He gets that real brown sound.
Yeah.
And also, too, if we could turn that amp up, really crank it, you'd be hearing that thing taken off.
What the cool thing about this guitar and what I like, and I know a lot of more rock guitar players don't, is I love it when it drives. You know, I can feel it. You can almost, the feedback drives the top of the guitar and almost blows your arm off the guitar.
Yeah.
It's it's a very strange, just, you know, it's like the... you can get some of those kind of things without
going
to
Great White Buffalo Land.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to say Nugent C.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Okay, enough of that.
Now, that's pretty much a standard. You can get that guitar like that. Is that pretty easy?
Yeah,
to
the Montreals. It you know, they're still available. There's a couple of different variations. You should go to godanguitars.com and check them out. But you know, this guitar, I mean, I think street price is somewhere around $21.95, something like that. You know, it's pretty reasonable.
I think if you go in there and beat them up, you can get it a little better.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it with those pickups.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
can get it with that tailpiece.
Yes,
you can. The LTD, right?
So you can ask for the Steve Pfister model.
As a premiere,
Mario. Did you hear that? Okay,
the Steve Pfister model.
No, this is just stock as a stove, and you just get it really like this. A comparable other name guitar would be, you know, twice as much, twice as much guitar, and yet. These are really
basically
solid.
Handmade.
And yes. That's a solid guitar. And believe me, he takes that on the road. That thing gets a beating.
It does get a beating. And
is this a revoicer?
Yes.
Do you use that quite a bit in your set?
You know, with this guitar, I don't. I don't. Right. But it's, again, it's something that's unobtrusive. Yeah. You know, it's out of the way, but it's there if you need it. You know,
yeah.
It gives you essentially another set of pickups. That's just an option that.
No kidding.
That's just really cool to have on board. You know, it's not like it's something that you have to push pull or something, you know, cumbersome.
How many guitars do you travel with?
You know,
when you go on the road.
Now or then?
Like now,
basically three.
Okay.
Three guitars. So I have a backup, and I just have one for tunings, and you know, an Al Capo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I you know, it used to be five guitars.
It's these
and now
three,
it's,
actually, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's look at the third one because we're almost out of time.
Well, the time goes fast, doesn't it, Jeff?
There is no time.
It's hurry up. This one. Okay.
All right. Tell us about this one.
Do you see what a great sound it has? It knocked the mic over.
Tighten the thing on the other side.
This
other
guitar.
Side. I love that finish.
I got you.
There we go. We don't want to fall down on this guitar. All right. Go ahead.
I will not fall down. This guitar, it's another limited Summit, and it's a limited edition. And what it has that's a little bit more unique is the bare knuckle pickups. And these are handmade in England, and these are the Muehlbacher pickups.
Yeah.
So these are kind of like the Warren Haynes kind of thing. So what they really are is just juicier, a little bit higher output PAFs. And they're really, I have bare knuckles on some of my other guitars. And I just love the company. I think they make really, really great stuff. And one cool thing about the Summits, Jeff, that I find they're really consistent, you know, like between that one and this one. And they are chambered. They're not super heavy. But look at the back. Look at the detail in the back.
Yeah, you have that contour.
Yeah, it's
and that's maple top, mahogany back and neck.
Yes, with the Richlite fingerboard.
Right.
And it has this, let's see. It's going to be, these pickups got a lot of output. And you can still clean it up. That's about, you know. That's the bridge, middle. Yeah, so you really get some nice. Yeah. So it's a really nice humbucking guitar.
Sound, now show us with the boost it. I want to hear what this thing screams.
Okay, so then let's see. Shall we?
You can't see it, but he kicked in the wall.
Off to Robert Trump. Robin Trower land real easy. It's no problem, man. You know?
Those pickups sound nice.
They do.
Let's see if probably sound a little better if it was in tune.
Yeah, they have really fat sound. Ooh, you know?
Really?
They're fat but
beefy,
but he's getting all harmonized. You were just using the tube screamer, right?
Just a little tube screamer.
You weren't using the Cello Dallas in there. Okay. Because he's getting all those overtones. He gets a
there
lot.
We go. Alright, so it's like see what I mean? It's this is just the amp. They're very consistent.
Fret sizes as the other Summit?
Same thing.
Okay, yeah.
Same thing. So,
medium.
They're a medium fret.
Not quite jumbo.
And I like them. I like a little bit of relief in the neck. And we're still kind of messing with this one a little bit. But so far, so good.
Massaging.
Just threw strings on it, and here we are. But they've been really, really consistent. And with these aftermarket, boutique pickups, it's just a great value. And
now, is this available like this with those pickups, or is that a custom?
It is available. I'm not sure on the finish, though. I mean, like I said,
but you can get those pickups on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a Summit Classic Limited,
Right.
And so the Limited, I think.
So you have a choice of different pickups you can get on it.
I believe so. I have to look on the Summit, because they, at Summer NAMM, that was the one that I really got a chance to see, the one with the four.
Right. You had another Summit with a Bigsby on it.
Yes, that was one that was kind of custom shopped out a little bit for me. But
I know you put the Bigsby because really nice. They didn't have the trapeze.
Right.
And you had to put that on there. But that's another one.
Montreal? Was it Montreal?
You have a few of them.
It's a Summit.
Oh, okay.
It's a Summit, yeah. Too. And there's they make another model with they're also Lawler pickups. They're El Rayo pickups.
Yeah.
The Lawler humbuckers. And those have a really interesting sound as well. The basic build of the guitar is so good that the boutique pickups do shine. It's very, they don't all sound the same, particularly with the Lawler pickups. They have a real different sonic sort of take on it. They're not, it's not strictly Les Paul-ish.
You get a lot of different tones out of them.
Right.
Definitely.
You know.
Well, we're out of time. I told you.
Hey.
So anyway, check out this album. Let it slide. You'll hear some of this cool stuff. And here's the Montreal right here on the front picture, and the picture that we posted
on
the promo.
Guitar.
Yes. And so tell us real quick where you're, what's going on, where you're playing, what's going, what's happening.
We'll be heading to South America, and that is if the virus doesn't kill us all. Yes, and we have a European run at the end of October through midway through November of 2020. So that'll be, you know, Germany, Belgium, Holland. You know, and oh, check the website. We'll be, you know, everything's posted.
How long are you going to be in South America?
Probably 8 days.
8 days. Okay, yeah. So it's a short trip.
Yeah. So that's it. That's pretty much it. It's the trio.
So stevefister.com, check that out, and you'll, all this stuff, all this info will be there. Real quick, godenguitars.com for you. What are you doing? I know you play. You're gigging.
Just,
so tell us.
Just, you know, I'm playing around town. I'm in a Monat tribute, so we play quite a bit. It's a Latin rock band, you know, classic rock.
That's
Latin
cool.
rock band. And I'm playing a metal cover band that's been playing for 20 years.
That's what I see on your, on your Facebook. You see,
I'm a strong believer in staying, you know, keeping, you know, staying out there and playing and just keep those chops going, man. It's the only, you know, I mean, been doing it so long that that, you know, not gigging, it just feels like, you know.
I know.
Well, I think it's important because you're gigging, so you know what it's like to be on stage and what the needs are, just like you do. So when you're, you know, working for a company like Godin and you're giving them feedback, that's important because, you know, you're out there in the trenches.
Yeah. It's a great, you know, being a practitioner. Is what it really comes down to, and that's why I've, you know, picked the stressful hobby of being in the music instrument business. But and I work for Godin Guitars. I'm artist relations for the U.S. and sales for California and Nevada, and I'm on social media. You know, I'm Facebook.
Check him out;
Instagram.
He'll hook you up, and he'll get you a Godin.
Are we going to go to Nevada?
We should go to Nevada.
Okay, we're going to Nevada. Okay. We're going to go tonight.
Okay.
Let's do one of those. All night. Just drive, turn
around.
We'll
get around, in the car and we'll go.
Come back.
Real quick, Andrea, what's going on with you?
Most of my shows are out of town, but I have one at Vibrato with Freddie Ravel.
But what are the ones out of town, too? Because we have listeners all over the place.
Okay. So I'm playing at the Berks Jazz Festival at the end of this month with Kirk Whalum. That's about the 28th.
Nice.
And then on my website, I have a whole lot of shows starting in June, tour with Kirk Whalum.
Yeah.
I'm also playing in Nigeria in May.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, the other day was International Women's Day, and she's probably the most international person I know. You were born in South Africa, you lived in New Zealand.
Raised in New Zealand.
She's all over the place, so it's great. But now we've stolen her. She's now American now. We've taken her and kidnapped her permanently here.
And you can check on my website, AndreaLisa.com.
AndreaLisa.com. And check out that. You're going to want to check out that Montreal, I think, for your style. You use a semi-acoustic. Yeah. You're going to like that. Yeah. Kathy, give us information on you.
Nothing local for Sister Skinner, but possibly we may be in the Bay Area in the summer months or Memorial weekend. Tone Zone, we're busy right now. Really busy. I don't know. It must be something in the air besides the virus about getting your pedal board done. But
yeah,
we're
ToneZoneLA.com for that. And check that out. She really knows her stuff on that. Okay. Well, listen, we're out of time. I'm going to have you take us out on Baker Street.
Let's try it.
Everybody, I'll let him take us out. Have a great week. We'll see you next week, and thank you all for listening. And Armando, it's great to have you back here. I want to see you more. We'll have to do the other guitars.
I'm here, man.
So be prepared for that. There's much more we have to do with Godin. Steve, you're always welcome to come by. Andrea, Kathy, Ron, Doug, thank you guys so much. Okay, let's go out with Baker Street. Everybody have a great week. We'll see you next week.
accident.